Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, occasional rain, a thunderstorm is possible, a low of 44. The 25-year-old Racine man accused of being drunk when his pickup truck slammed into the rear of a car, killing a Caledonia man and his daughter Friday evening, has been charged with two counts of homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle. Levi Ruohonen has also been charged with operating while intoxicated, causing injury, all as a second offense. According to court documents, Ruohonen allegedly told police that he had been drinking beer while playing hockey in Milwaukee and while at a strip club with friends before driving home. The first officer on the scene of the accident at Four Mile and Short Road said when he first arrived, he was unable to tell where the truck ended and the sedan started. Witnesses said the truck slammed into the stopped car at full speed. 39-year-old Kevin Daly and his daughter Emily were killed. Daly's 6-year-old daughter was injured. A preliminary hearing on the charges is scheduled for December 7th. A YouCaring.com fundraising site has been created to help the family. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department has lost its canine Klaus to a health issue that suddenly developed Sunday. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The German Shepherd was brought to an emergency veterinarian and diagnosed with both internal bleeding and masses on his spleen. Deputy John Langto and the department's command staff made the tough decision to put Klaus down when tests revealed even more masses on his liver. The almost 7-year-old Klaus had come from Topps Kennels in Grays Lake, Illinois. That's where he and Deputy Langto had began their training together in 2011. Then they became a patrol canine team on second shift, and they were very active on the I-94 corridor, making hundreds of drug and criminal arrests. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The Racine Finance and Personnel Committee is supporting a plan to shift certain Medicare-eligible retirees for the city to a Medicare Advantage plan from what they currently have, effective the first of the year. City Attorney Scott Letney explained employees before January 1st of 2007 were eligible to stay on the city's health plan if they met age and years of service requirements.
We are proposing that the city contract with United Healthcare to, which by the way is our current third-party administrator. United Healthcare administers the city's healthcare plan right now. We're proposing to contract with United Healthcare to obtain a Medicare Advantage plan, which would substitute for the city's insurance being secondary to the main Medicare.
The premium share on the plan through United Healthcare for the select group of retirees will be the same amount as active city employees are now paying. Four informational sessions were held for those retirees prior to the finance panel recommending approval of the change to the Common Council. An ethics ordinance overhaul plus updates on the velodrome and the Chrysler engine plant redevelopment site are among the topics expected to come up before Kenosha aldermen and various committees this evening. The ethics overhaul is being proposed by Mayor John Antaramian, who's seeking a harsher fine and possible jail time for any elected official caught leaking confidential information. He also wants to increase the potential penalties for an elected official who fails to file a statement of economic interest. The proposed changes appear to put more reliance on state law versus local ordinance. Aldermen are also expected to review progress on fixing the surface of the velodrome at Washington Park and cleaning up ground contamination at the former Chrysler engine plant site, which is slated for redevelopment. The Village of Caledonia's Community Development Authority meets at 5 o'clock this afternoon, and the agenda for discussion includes a status update on the progress of occupancy for Caledonia Business Park, and a number of businesses along Douglas Avenue joining the cause for creating flower planters along the road next year. Since the age of 5, Alex Hart has been trying to improve fashion for guys, and with a special line of bow ties doing banner business, he recently went before the Racine Unified School Board with a challenge.
I called my business Build-A-Bow, and what Build-A-Bow is a special event service, sort of like a face painter or a balloon artist. What you do is you call me, and I come to that special event, and I set up my Build-A-Bow workstation. What I do there is I give children blank piece of canvas, a blank piece of canvas fabric, and have them color on it. When they're done with their design, I turn it into a hair bow or a bow tie.
Alex asked the board members to be part of his charitable effort called Build a Bow for a Purpose, which creates bow ties to raise money in the fights against diseases like diabetes. Alex Hart was honored by the Racine Area Manufacturers and Commerce for his bow tie business. Unified Board President Mike Frontier told Alex after his presentation that they wanted to talk to him before he went on Shark Tank. Janet Hove, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.